As most of you know, perhaps there are some beginners like me who don't know, HHSC determines eligibility for a number of needs-based programs, including Medicaid, and that includes Medicaid for the Elderly and People with Disabilities program, which is called MEPD for short. We also determine eligibility for SNAP and TANF and the Texas Women's Health Programs. And some of the points that I'll be talking about here, I know ABLE accounts for sure, also apply to SNAP and TANF and some of the other things. So the talk is going to focus on MEPD, but there are implications in other needs-based programs as well. So special needs trusts are one of the items that we consider in determining whether an applicant is eligible for Medicaid. It can impact whether it's accountable resource, whether distributions from the trust are accountable as income, whether a transfer of funds to a trust is a transfer of assets that's subject to a penalty. The applicable rules that we use are in Title I of the Texas Administrative Code, Chapter 358, Subchapter C. We will be, as many of you know, HHSC in the last few legislative sessions has been transformed. We're now, DFPS is separate. Some of their duties have come over to us. We have some of the, we have totally subsumed what used to be DADS, and we've taken over some of the licensure things from DSHS, and we're sharing administrative duties over a lot of the agencies.